Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. On the Origin of Time, Stephen Hawking's Final Theory by Thomas Hertog presents an accessible account of the last major scientific project Hertog pursued with Stephen Hawking. Framed as both a scientific narrative and an intellectual memoir, the book explores a bold attempt to rethink the universe at its earliest moments, where classical ideas about time, space, and cause and effect collide with quantum physics. Hertog guides readers to the problems that arise when standard cosmology is pushed back toward the Big Bang, and he explains why Hawking became increasingly dissatisfied with conventional approaches such as eternal inflation and a limitless multiverse. The central aim is to outline a more predictive way to connect fundamental theory with what we can observe, including the cosmic microwave background and the large-scale structure of the cosmos. Along the way, the book highlights the human side of discovery, showing how collaboration, debate, and persistence shaped Hawking's late career thinking about cosmic origins. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing the Big Bang as a quantum beginning. A core theme of the book is that the very early universe cannot be treated as a purely classical event with a well-defined starting instant. Hertog describes how Hawking and collaborators sought a quantum description of cosmic origins in which the geometry of space-time and the notion of time itself emerge from deeper laws. In this view, the Big Bang is not simply a point where equations break down, but a regime where the usual separation between a fixed background and quantum fields fails. The book emphasizes why this matters if the beginning is quantum. Then specifying initial conditions is not a matter of choosing an arbitrary starting state, but of deriving what kinds of beginnings are physically allowed. Hertog connects this motivation to the broader quest to combine quantum mechanics with gravity, and to avoid explanations that rely on untestable assumptions about what happened before observable time. The discussion also clarifies why a quantum beginning changes how one thinks about causality, probability, and what counts as a legitimate scientific account of origins. Rather than treating the earliest era as an unknowable boundary, the book argues that the right theoretical language can turn it into a domain of conditional predictions linked to observations. Secondly, challenging eternal inflation and the unbounded multiverse. Hertog devotes significant attention to the limitations Hawking saw in mainstream inflationary cosmology when it is extended to eternal inflation. Eternal inflation can lead to a picture in which inflation never completely ends, producing an enormous patchwork of regions that realize different physical conditions. While this framework can explain certain features of our universe, the book highlights a major concern: if the multiverse becomes too vast and varied, it can undermine predictability. When nearly everything happens somewhere, it becomes difficult to extract unique, testable expectations for what we should observe here, and probability assignments can become ambiguous. Hertog presents Hawking's late career pushback against this situation as both a scientific and philosophical stance, rooted in the idea that a good cosmological theory should make sharp, falsifiable statements rather than dissolve into a landscape of possibilities. The book explores how Hawking and Hertog aimed to tame the multiverse by imposing a more constrained framework for cosmic histories, reducing arbitrariness and improving the connection between theory and data. This topic functions as a critique of cosmology drifting toward explanations that are mathematically interesting but observationally slippery, and it sets the stage for a proposed alternative that keeps inflation while limiting runaway consequences. Thirdly, holography, lower dimensional descriptions, and cosmic predictability. Another major topic is the use of holographic ideas to rethink cosmology. Holography, broadly speaking, suggests that a gravitational system and a volume can be described by a theory on a lower dimensional boundary, often in a form that is easier to define quantum mechanically. Hertog explains how this perspective can be attractive for the early universe, where standard methods struggle to define probabilities and initial conditions. By shifting to a boundary-like description, the hope is to create a better controlled quantum framework that can still reproduce the universe we observe. The book discusses how such tools might help limit the space of possible universes and generate more specific expectations for large-scale cosmic features. Importantly, the emphasis is not on presenting holography as settled cosmological doctrine, but as a strategic move to regain calculational control and improve falsifiability. Hertog uses this theme to show how modern theoretical physics often advances by translating a hard problem into a different language where the conceptual bottlenecks change. The topic also underscores an overarching goal of Hawking's final program: to trade an unconstrained multiverse for a framework where cosmic variety exists, but is structured enough to yield meaningful predictions, ideally tied to measurable signatures in early universe data. Fourthly, from fundamental theory to observational signatures, the book repeatedly returns to the question of how a theory of cosmic origins can be tested. Hertog sketches how early universe models can imprint patterns on observable data, especially in the cosmic microwave background and in the distribution of galaxies across cosmic scales. The challenge is that many broad classes of theories can be tuned to fit existing observations, so a successful framework must do more than accommodate what is already known. Hertog explains the aspiration behind Hawking's late work to narrow the theoretical possibilities, enough that distinctive statistical features become likely, while others become unlikely or ruled out. This topic highlights the practical side of foundational physics, including model selection, the role of probabilities, and the difference between explaining and predicting. The narrative also conveys how cosmology depends on collaborations across theory, data analysis, and instrumentation. Because the earliest moments of the universe are not observed directly, but inferred from delicate signals. By emphasizing observational contact, the book positions Hawking's final theory as part of a broader scientific method rather than a purely speculative exercise. Readers come away with a sense of what kinds of evidence could, in principle, support or challenge quantum cosmological ideas, and why the next generation of measurements matters for deciding among competing stories of beginnings. Lastly, the human story of Hawking's final scientific quest. Beyond the physics, Hertog offers a portrait of how major scientific ideas are developed, revised, and defended. He describes collaboration with Hawking as an ongoing process of sharpening questions, confronting obstacles, and balancing ambition with rigor. This topic is important because it shows that a final theory is not a single moment of revelation, but a long arc of debate, partial progress, and changing intuitions, often influenced by new results in adjacent fields. The book also illustrates how personal determination and intellectual curiosity can persist even in the face of severe physical limitations, while still grounding the story in technical challenges rather than hero worship. By weaving biography with explanation, Hertog helps readers see why certain cosmological questions become urgent for particular scientists and how research programs evolve when earlier approaches feel unsatisfactory. The account also provides context for why disagreements in cosmology are not merely academic, but central to how evidence is interpreted and what counts as a good explanation. In presenting the final phase of Hawking's thinking, Hertog aims to make the ideas approachable without pretending that the community has reached consensus. The result is a view of science as a living process, where the search for the origin of time is also a search for better standards of explanation and testability. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoyed big-picture physics and want a guided tour of current debates about the early universe, especially those intrigued by Stephen Hawking's legacy beyond his most famous popular works. It is also a strong fit for scientifically curious non-specialists who can handle conceptual reasoning, as well as students looking for a narrative that connects modern cosmology, quantum theory, and the philosophy of scientific explanation. The practical benefit is not that it teaches equations, but that it trains the reader to think more carefully about what it means for a theory to explain origins, how predictions arise, and why some cosmological frameworks struggle with testability. Hertog shows how ideas like inflation, the multiverse, and holography are evaluated not only for elegance, but for their ability to constrain possibilities and link to evidence. Compared with similar books, its value lies in combining an insider account of a real research collaboration with an argument about scientific standards in cosmology. It offers a distinctive window into Hawking's late thinking, while keeping the focus on why the questions matter and how progress might be judged. For readers weighing a purchase, it stands out as both intellectually ambitious and unusually personal in its account of a major unfinished quest. If you would like to support Thomas Hertog, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.